I'm not a conspiracy theorist or any of all that stuff, but the stuff that they're talking about with the acoustic devices and the radiation and all that sort of stuff, it's pretty real. Wouldn't believe it unless I've seen it. Spent a month up in the Kimberleys in the Pilbara, didn't put on sunscreen once, and spent half a day in the shade at Parliament House, and we're all roasted, like everyone. I've got a sunny stand, lips are cracking. Every single person is pretty much the same. There's people that are quite ill.
Someone needs to be punishable for this, because there's not just me, there's a lot of other people worse off than me. I'm just so exhausted and everything hurts. I can't get comfortable, I'm just in pain.
In relation to the convoy, these questions are coming from a constituent. In relation to the convoy to Canberra protest activity at Parliament House just last weekend, pictures of the day appear to show some types of devices at the front of Parliament House in between the entry to Parliament and Parliament lawns where the protest was in fact occurring. Can you confirm whether the AFP had long-range acoustic devices at Parliament House on Saturday?
That would be something that is our police methodology, which we would have to look at some sort of public interest immunity claim, Senator.
Is there any, surely it's in the public interest to know whether or not they were there without delving too much into
it? I'd have to, if I could take that on notice, I'd have to get advice.
Okay, I'd be happy. I understand. I'd be happy for that. And also, if you could tell us what type they were, please.
Sure.
And can you confirm whether or not they were used at any point?
Sure.
I know Senator Roberts touched on this earlier, but he mentioned the deployment of some equipment, and I think he was referring to an LRAD machine, and I've been provided with this photograph, which I'm happy to table electronically, of course, from distance. It does appear to show the deployment of an LRAD machine, a long-range acoustic device, I think it's called, which is a device designed to pitch sound at long range and can cause some pretty serious injuries. You can't confirm, even given that photo, that that device was deployed on the day?
Senator Rantic, I just want to interrupt here to make it clear that this question has already been taken on notice.
I understand that, but just with the benefit of having had that photograph, which tends to confirm it, we still can't confirm that that device was there on the day?
Yeah, I think to be proper, I'd like to take that on notice.
All right, so we'll ask that one on whether it was used on the day.
Senator Rangic, I'm sorry, we are going to have to...
I have one more question, Chair, right, and it's a very quick
make
one.
Make a very quick one.
Very quick one. My last question is, there were some reports on the day of some interference with the bandwidth, citizen journalists talking about losing footage dropping out. Is that anything you're aware of? Is that anything the AFP was involved with? And do you know anything about that?
No, the only thing I'd heard was that they'd moved to another campsite where there was no internet, and then they moved on, but not that.
Guys, Mrs. Cossack is feeling a bit under the weather, just like everyone here. People are feeling nauseous. People are feeling a bit of vertigo. That's the result of these police supersonic weapons. It's happening right here. Have a look at the earplugs they've got in. Now, these ladies are prepared. They've put earplugs in. Well done to them. Come prepared. But what about all these mums and dads here? They're copping the effects of supersonic weapons. That's a crime against humanity. Shame on Scott Morrison. He's scared of his own people. I mean, look at this crowd. These people are not criminals. These people are not dangerous. These are nurses, firefighters, mums and dads. Teachers,
you're a teacher. Yeah, high school teacher. Math, science. Fired last week.
So you're a high school teacher and you're getting attacked by your own government with supersonic weapons?
Yep, only because I stand up for the children.
Bloody hell. Yep. It's for the kids, isn't it? All the people here are not moving. They have the option to move.
It's amazing that they've got nearly, what, 750,000 people out here and they cannot even send one person out to talk to us. Not even
exactly.
One person, you know. At least come out and hear what our views are. That's all we want to do is have our views expressed. We're doing it in the multitude of people here, but come out and hear what we've got to say.
All right, guys, you can hear the crowd feeling a bit sick. The way they're chanting isn't as strong anymore. The weapons are kicking in. Are you feeling it, madam?
Yeah, I feel something. I can't explain.
What do you feel?
Well, you can feel it in your heart. You like it's an anxiety. Your heart's missing beats. Anxiety,
yeah. What do you feel, sir? Can you feel the supersonic weapons?
Supersonic weapons. I don't know if I felt them, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're here.
They're here. They're up on the square.
Yeah, right there. They're fucking attacking us.
Yeah, they're dangerous, bro.
Hang on, this bloke. What do you feel?
Just a bit of a headache. A big headache. Yeah, for sure.
What about you, sir? How do you feel?
My ears.
You can feel it in your ears?
Yeah. I am sensitive.
Yep. Have a look at the police. They're wearing earplugs.
Hey, mate. Just what's on your van here? What do you put on that wave? Audio wave to microwave the people? This is coming out of Epic Showground, and it's a police car with a microwave radiation.
You got to remember, not only do they want to rip this country to pieces, they want it to murder millions of us. Millions. Look at the Deagle report. Millions. They want it to murder. How the fucking hell am I supposed to have closure? Get on and move when I'm living side by side. People in this country that want to murder, that collaborated and wanted to murder millions of my countrymen. How am I supposed to get over that? Hey? And I'm supposed to play nice in the sandbox. I'm supposed to be nice. and don't swear. Fucking Jesus. This is diabolical. Diabolical. We need closure, and I ain't going to get closure till every one of these scumbags are strung up with a hemp rope off a bloody gum tree.
Organisation known as Deagle, which predicts historically population growth, is predicting a mass population decline between now and 2025. Not 2030, not 2050, 2025, just around the corner. They are predicting, staggeringly, a population decline, a population drop of 77% in the UK and 68% in the USA, and approximately 34 to 35% in Australia and New Zealand. There's no explanation for these figures, and Deagle are not known for their conspiracy theories. So where are our mainstream media organisations? Where is Reuters? Where is the Associated Press? Where is Channel 10, Channel 9, The 7 Network, SBS, ABC, the BBC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN? Where are you all? Why are you not questioning these figures and trying to explain them to the public? There are American college football teams, kids essentially, who are cancelling the rest of their football season because of a lack of healthy players. We live in a world, whether you live here down under or up in the UK and in Europe or over in the USA, we now live in a world where we are peppered with the sounds of ambulances. Something is going horribly wrong and we can't just see it and hear it. With our own senses, we can now read about it on official projected figures. If this is the modelling that our bureaucrats were referring to pre-pandemic, we should be very concerned that not a single so-called elected bureaucrat is giving us any explanation for it.
G'day, Aussies. Look, we know courage is as rare as rock and horse shit. But find some within yourself to get on and sign up for the National Strike. www.nationalstrikeaustralia.org. Let's end this belligerent occupation and take our country back and give our children a future that we want, not what they want. See you there.